It's such an honor and a privilege to come into your homes and speak the word of God. The Bible says the word is like a hammer. The word is like a sword. So open your heart now as the word of God comes forth.
Before we get into the word, it's an absolute privilege and an honor for me to stand on this pulpit of my spiritual father, my spiritual mother. I honor them in their absence this morning. I honor them as my spiritual authority, as my dad and my mom in the faith. And this is a humbling experience for me to preach on their pulpit. Amen. I honor this pulpit. I honor their lives and I honor the mantle and the call that is upon their lives. Thank you, dad. Thank you, mom, for allowing me to preach on this pulpit. Now, you can go in your Bibles with me to the book of Mark 11, verse 23. Who of you have been enjoying the supernatural favor these past few weeks? Who received supernatural favor being made manifest in and through your life in these past weeks? Come on, somebody. God has been doing crazy things, blowing our minds. There's countless testimonies. I can call people out this morning and share what God has been doing, but I believe that you heard some of them already, and we're going to celebrate it on the 31st of December as well. I believe if you haven't seen the favor of God manifest yet, you're going to see it in this coming week. You're going to see it in this month of December. You're going to come the 31st of December and celebrate the favor of God in your life. You're going to come with joy. You're going to come with a dance. You're going to come with a shout. And you're going to celebrate Jesus. Come on, somebody. Bump your neighbor. Say, I've got a testimony. God has been good. Do you believe God is good? Amen. Now, Mark 11, 23, we're going to continue in this vein of the supernatural favor of God, part 10 this morning. Now, Mark 11, 23 says, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say with me, say, the power is in the word. The power is in saying. You see, I can believe all things, but if my mouth stays shut, I'm not going to see what I believe. The power is in the spoken word. The power is in releasing what I'm believing. The power is in the saying. Now, whoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Come on, somebody. The last phrase says, he shall have whatsoever he saith. That means whatever you say, you can have it. If you believe it, you speak it, you see it make manifest in your life. You need to say it. You need to declare it. You need to confess it. You need to say in order to have. Are you with me this morning? You need to say, which means there is power locked up in the words you speak. Come on, somebody. There is power in what you say. That is why we need to be careful what we say. We need to watch our words. We need to watch the confession. We need to watch what comes out of our mouths. Because just as we can have what we say in a positive sense, it can turn back on us in a negative way when we speak negative things. When we allow the negative things around us to infiltrate our minds, we start speaking death and we start encountering death. Turn to somebody, say, we speak life. We speak word. Now, whatever you say is your faith speaking. Words is the vehicle your faith drives in. Words is the vehicle your faith drives in, which means whatever I believe in my heart, that is what I will speak, and whatever comes out of my mouth is what I will see being made manifest in my life. Now, I'm going to take you to the book of Numbers. I want you to write this down, take notes this morning. Get this in your spirit, man. Numbers 13, we find the 12 spies. Now, you all know the story. If you don't know it, you need to go and read it. Come on, we need to know the word, somebody. We need to get stuck in the word of God. I can't get myself out of the book. I can't get myself out of the word. I just want to stay there. I just want to read it every day. Spend time in the word. Because when you get stuck in the word's going to get stuck in you. When you stay in the word's going to stay in you. And when the pressures of life comes and it presses you, it's not negative things that will come out, but it's the word of God that will flow out of your life. The word of God that will make things be, and you will see the invisible realm made manifest in the physical. You will see the things in the realm of the spirit like it is more real than the person standing in front of you. You will see the favor of God show up in your life. Now the 12 spies, they went to spy out the land. And when the 12 spies got to the land, they found themselves a negative report. They looked in the land and they saw the giants. Come on, somebody, you've got some giants in your life. You're facing some adversity. You're facing some issues. You're facing some struggles. But if you are going to allow what your eyes see to influence the report your mouth gives, you're going to defeat yourself with the giants you see. We need to be like Joshua and Caleb. They were the two spies that did not see the giants. They saw the milk and the honey. They saw the promise of God. They saw the fulfillment of the promise. They saw what God said they would have. They didn't care about the giants. They didn't care about the adversity. Come on, somebody, the giants are much bigger than them. But they know that the giants will bow to the word of God. They stood on the word and they saw the promise. When they saw the promise, they had a confession saying that we will go in and possess the land. You need to tell your giant this morning, you may be big and tall, but baby, you're coming down. You may look at me this morning, you think you're going to put me to the ground, but I see the promise. I see a good report. The giant is going down in your life this morning. If you believe it, give God some praise in this place. Caleb and Joshua, wow, men of faith. Men of vision, they looked at the promised land. They didn't even care about the giants. They didn't even have 5 seconds for the giants. They just looked straight to the promise. They just saw the milk. They just saw the honey. They saw the word of God in fulfillment. You see, the thing is, we have lost our vision. Why? Because now we are looking at the giant. We don't see what's behind the giant. We don't see the promise of God anymore. We don't see the word of God anymore. Because we're too in the negative reports. We're in the newspapers. We're on the SABC news and allowing everybody to tell us that South Africa is going down the drain. Well, this morning I came to tell you that my faith is not in the government. My faith is in the King of Kings. And if he said this nation is going to have revival, this nation is going to have revival, somebody. We should get our noses out of the news and get it back in the word. We should get out of the negative reports and get into the Joshua and Caleb atmosphere, surrounding ourselves with people of faith and vision. People who see the giants but take no note of them. They see the giant and they say, just move out of the way. The promise is behind you. They see the giant as a grasshopper going down. They see the giant as only a stepping block to greatness. They don't care what the size of the giant is. They just want to possess the land. They just want to possess the promise. Maybe there's a giant in your finance this morning. I'm here to prophesy that giant is going down. If you have a positive report this morning saying, I see the promise of God in my finance. Yes, I'm a tither. Yes, I'm a sower. That means the giant has no right in my finance. Maybe there's a giant in your family this morning. And you've been saying to yourself, oh, my children is never going to serve God. My children's going to hell. My children's going to be broke, busted, and disgusted for the rest of their lives. This morning, I'm here to tell you, it's time to turn your report into a positive one. Saying, my children will serve God. My family will know God. The power of God will flow in my family. Bump your neighbor. Say, neighbor, a positive report. Joshua and Caleb said, let us go up at once. Come on, somebody. They didn't wait for 6 months or 6 years. They wanted to go immediately. That's faith. Come on, faith is not for tomorrow. Faith is not for next week. Faith is now. That means the moment they saw the promise, they wanted to go now. They said, let us go up at once. They were so stirred to go. They were so ready to go. Oh, you needed to keep them back. Otherwise, they would have jumped over those walls. They just wanted to go and possess it. They said, for we are well able to overcome it. My God, looking at a giant double your size and you believe you are well able to overcome it. That means you don't have faith in God, but you have the faith of God. You are seeing things like God is seeing things. You are knowing that God is not a liar. He is not a man that he should lie. He is who he says he is. Come on, somebody. Now the other 10 came back with a negative report. They came back with a fearful report, saying there is giants in the land. Now the Bible calls their report an evil report. Why is it an evil report? Because it is a report of doubt and fear. This morning, we need to strike down doubt and fear in our lives. We need to strike down doubt and fear to have a good report. We don't want an evil report. We want a report of faith. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor, have a report of faith. You watching on the live stream this morning, have a report of faith. No more evil reports, a report of faith in the name of Jesus. Now the 10 fearful spies came back. And the whole of Israel, come on, all the children, they accepted what report? They accepted the report of the 10 spies. Why? Because the 10 spies were in the majority. So they accepted the report, saying that we couldn't take the land. No. We can't go into this land. We are too small. The giants are too big. It's not worth it. We can't go in. We need to stay here. We are afraid to go. We are fearful to go into the land. We are doubting our own strength. We are doubting our own God. Because the giants were too big. And the whole of Israel accepted the report. The interesting thing about this is now all the children of that generation never went into the promised land. And the 10 spies with the negative report never went into the promised land. Only Joshua and Caleb took the new generation into the promised land. What does that mean? It means the negative spies, they died by their own confession. They died by their own words. Joshua and Caleb, they were victors in the way of their confession. Because they believed they could have it, they got it. Because they could say, we can possess it. In the end, they possessed it. You have to understand that when the children of Israel said, we cannot go into the land, they went around the promised land for 40 years. For 40 years, going around the promised land and dying and never going in. But Joshua and Caleb went in because they had the faith of their confession. I believe it's time we turn around what we say And we believe in the word of God. And we decree and declare the word of God. We don't speak negative anymore. We speak the favor of God in our lives. We speak the word of God in our lives. And we will see it come to pass in our lives. They believed they could have it and they got it. Come on, somebody. You need to believe that you can have that work and you can have it. You can have that car and you can have it. You can see your family saved and they will be saved. You can live in that house and you will live in it. You need to see yourself preaching the gospel and you will preach it. You need to see blind eyes open and they will open. You need to see deaf ears pop open and they will pop open. Because if you can see it and you can speak it, you can have it. Come on, somebody. I believe there's people in this place this morning that's going to turn around their confession. They're going to speak the word of God. They're going to decree and declare the word of God. And they're going to see the word of God be made manifest in every arena of their lives. Ooh, I want you to quickly jump up on your feet. I want you to run to three people and I want you to tell them, have a good report. Woo! Are you with me this morning, church? Come on, are you with me this morning? Ooh. You have to understand this morning that even when you doubt, you are actually believing something. You are believing in defeat. You are believing in failure. You are believing in the negative. Many people say, I don't believe in anything. That means they are actually believing in anything. When you don't believe, you are still believing. When you say you don't believe, you are actually believing in the negative. You are believing in defeat. You are believing in the wrong thing. Whew. You see, fear is your faith in reverse. Whew. Because what was happening with the good report is they got what they came for. They went forward into the promised land. But those with the negative report turned their back upon the promise and they left the wrong way and died in their own confession. You need to stay having faith. You need to believe God even when everything is against you. When it looks like you're going down, you see yourself going up. When it looks like you're going back, you see yourself going forward. When you think you're going to be in lack, you see the hand of God pouring out a blessing on your life. It's time we have the faith of God in our lives. Believing what He said in His word is ours, because every promise in the word of God is yes and amen unto us who are in Christ Jesus. We are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, which means we don't have the same perspective of the world. We see things from a different level. We see things in a different way. That is the way of faith. Bump your neighbor, say faith. You need faith. Because if you can say it, you can have it. Come on, somebody. The interesting thing is that the 10 spies took the children of Israel and they defeated themselves. They said, we can't go into the land because the giants are too big. They even died outside of the land without any giants, which means the giants never defeated them. They defeated themselves. Their own words killed them. Are you with me this morning, church? The same thing you are afraid to overcome has no power over you, because if you don't overcome it by your words, you will take yourself out by your words. Without the giant even lifting a finger, the children of Israel died in the desert. They died in the wilderness, which means the negative report will keep you away from the promise of God, and it will make you die in your own unbelief. But I believe I'm speaking to a people who has a positive report, who's got a faith report, who this morning is going to look the giant in the eye and say, giant, you are going down because it is written. We need to get back into the word. We need to speak the word of God. We need to decree and declare the word of God. You can't say it if you don't know it, which means we need to get back into the word. We need to know the word, study the word, pray the word, and live the word so that we can speak the word. Are you with me? Somebody in this place. The word of God. That is what it's about. It's about staying in the word of God. Caleb and Joshua led the people of God to victory because they had faith to decree and declare what they believed in. Whatever you talk about will increase. That can be good or bad for you. Whatever you talk about will increase in your life. Whatever you say will come into being in your life. You have the ball in your court. And we can choose to speak the word of God. Oh, the word of God will bring things to your life that you never thought was possible. By just speaking the word of God, you will see God in ways you never thought you would see him. By just speaking the word of God, you will see things you've been struggling for generations and generations dry up in your family. You will see sickness that was passed from the one to the one to the one, and it will stop with you because you had a good report that it is written that he hung upon the cross and he took my sickness and my sin upon him, that through his wounds I am healed. I can decree and declare it and know that it will come to pass. But you don't know, we've had it. It's in our DNA. It's in my, I don't care if it's in your family. I'm from the kingdom of God. There's no sickness in heaven. I won't accept any sickness in the earth. There's no poverty in heaven. I won't accept poverty in my life. There's no unbelief in heaven. I won't be unbelieving in the earth. I will speak the word of God. Everything you speak will become larger in your life. Your mind and your mouth are magnifiers, and they let anything grow that you speak about. But Pastor, you don't know what's going on in my life. Just by that confession, you are allowing what's going on in your life to keep happening. It's time we have a good report. Oh, but Pastor, under the circumstances, it's going good. I'm not under my circumstances. I am over and above all my circumstances. You see, we have a negative report and we speak negative and we don't even realize it. Come on, somebody. It's time we speak the word of God. It's time we find faith in the word. Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. It is important for you to stand upon the word of your testimony, because if you are a silent believer, you will be silenced by being killed by your own unbelief. You need to become a radical Christian. You need to become so on fire that when you start speaking, they want to throw you with water. They want to cool you down. They want to make sure you are not going to burn out because you're so on fire. You need to be silenced by the world. If the world doesn't need to silence you, you're not speaking the way you're supposed to speak. If the world is not telling you to sit down and be quiet, it's because you're not standing up and speaking. It's time we decree the things of God. We take authority in this life. We were created to rule and reign in this place, and we need to take God by his word and walk with his word and decree his word and see the favor of God attack us, attack our families, and attack our nation. We need the favor of God like never before, but it has to start with us. It starts in the house of God. It starts in the kingdom. And we need to be advancers of the kingdom of God. And when the kingdom gets advanced in this nation, we will see revival take place in South Africa. Who believes that with me? If you go to the book of Mark, Mark 5, you'll find an interesting story about a woman with an issue of blood. I want to read this to you out of the Word this morning. Mark 5, verse 21. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was near unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray you, come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. Now I need you to get this with me. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood for 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, are you with me? If I may touch but the hem of his garment. This woman heard about Jesus, which means faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God, which means she heard about Jesus, which is Word in flesh, came and dwelt among us. She heard about the Word walking in living flesh. Faith came up on the inside of her, and what changed her was her faith report, saying, come on, she decreed it, if I may only touch the hem of his garment. If I may only touch. Now you need to understand this. What did she do? She did what she confessed. And what she confessed happened, and she got well. She didn't even touch Jesus. She was only touching something that was touching Jesus. But what healed her? Her own confession. Her own faith report, saying, if I may only touch. She didn't say, I need 5 hours with Jesus. If only I can spend time with him. If only we could have dinner. If only he could counsel me. If only he could give me money for the doctor. If only. No, no. She said, if I may only touch. And that is exactly what happened. And she got whole on the word of her report. What we say is what we get. What we confess is what we bring into being. Proverbs 23 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Come on, somebody. But now the word says that what the heart is full of, the mouth speaks of. Which means if I am who I am in my heart, I am speaking who I will be. Are you with me? That means if a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. But now I think in my heart who I am, and now my heart flows out of my mouth. So the way I speak is the way I create myself to be. I am putting myself up for greatness, or I'm putting myself down for disaster. The way I speak about myself, the way I confess who I am, that is who I'll be. You don't know, Pastor, my son, he's on drugs for so long. I don't think he's ever going to leave the drugs. Your son will stay on drugs because you have a confession that allows him to be addicted. It's time we say, preacher, I believe that my son's going to get saved because the word says you and your whole family will be saved. It's time we confess the word of God. God is not watching over my opinion. God is watching over his word, which means it's time I speak his word and allow God to do something on my behalf. Putting God on display for the world to see that He is God. We find the man of God in the book of Kings in front of all the Baal prophets. And he says, the God who answers by fire is God. The Baal prophets went crazy. They jumped, they shouted. But the moment the man of God came, the prophet said, God, show them that you are God. Send fire from heaven and burn up the offering. God stepped in on his confession. He had the boldness to stare the giant in the face and not back down, but go to the giant and say, I'm going to put you to the test to show you who's real. It's time we draw the giant into the public place, put him to the test, and show the world that God is who he says he is. That God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That God rewards with himself. You see, we want blessings, we want cars, we want houses, we want money. But the thing we want the most is the face of God. We want the presence of God. We want the power and the love of God. With that comes money. With that comes houses. With that comes cars. But the main priority is the face of God. The main priority is His presence. We are not after things and hoping we get the presence. No, no. We are after the presence and things will find us. The favor of God will take care of us when we seek God and God alone. We need God and nothing else. When we have Him, everything we need is locked up on the inside of Him. Because seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. That means, God, I just want to live right standing with you. God, I just want to be in intimate relationship with you. God, I just want to know you. In knowing God, things will start knowing you. In spending time with God, the things you need will start spending time with you. They will be drawn to you. The glory of God attracts wealth. The glory of God attracts wealth. The favor of God attracts wealth. We just need to seek His face. We just need to press in for His face. Luke 6:45, you can write it down. That's where it says that what is in your heart flows out of your mouth. Now, I want to give you a few keys how to nurture the way you talk. We're going to call it the faith talk. So how are we going to have a faith talk? Number one, we need to say what God wants to hear. Praying is not about praying in vain, punching in the air. Paul said it when he wrote to the church. He said, I'm not punching in the air. I've got a goal. I've got a target. I'm going to hit the target every time, which means I'm purposeful in pressing in. I've got a purpose in worshiping God. I'm not just singing lullabies and having a good time. No, I'm purposeful in seeking His face. I'm purposeful in getting where I need to get with God. I don't hit in the air and miss three times and then hit once. No, we have a target and we hit the target every time we pray. Every time we spend time with God, it's about hitting the target. Now, John 15 verse 7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask whatever you want and you will have it. Come on, somebody, that gets me excited. But what I find in this passage is that the word of God says, if I am in God, which means I'm in the safe place. Come on, somebody. That means war can break out around me. I've got the peace of God because I'm in God. Come on, nothing can shake God. Nothing can shake God. Nothing can break God. Nothing can put God down. So when I'm in God, everything around me can be chaos. I'm at peace because I'm in God. Now, when I'm in peace in God, I've got a good confession because I know that what I say in the name of Jesus will come to pass. I know that when I pray, He hears me. I know that when I spend time with Him, He manifests His presence. Now it says, and my words in you. the Word of God in us. So when I'm in God, I've got a hunger for the Word. When I'm in God, I've got a hunger for prayer. When I'm in God, I want to worship Him. When I'm in God, I want to seek Him out. When I'm in God, nothing else matters but God. When I'm in God, everything I do, I want to do for God. When I'm in Him, I love Him. I seek Him. I live for Him. I don't care what you say about me. I'm all about God. I'm all about worshiping. I'm all about living for Him. I'm all about being boldly, radically on fire for God. Now, out of that passion, the Word of God gets on the inside of me. I eat the Word. Come on, you know the prophet said, I eat the Word. Come on, I eat the scroll. We need to get the Word on the inside of us. Please don't go and eat the Word at home and say, I've got the Word on the inside of me. We're going to visit you in the hospital because they're going to have to pump your mouth or something. So please don't really go and eat the Word, but get the Word in your spirit, man. Get the Word on the inside of you. Get the Word on the inside of you. When Jesus was tempted by the enemy, it was only the Word that kept him safe. Come on, he said, for it is written. You see, the power that breaks the attack of the enemy is the Word of God. Therefore, we need to know the Word. Because if I'm in a situation, I can't have a good prayer and a nice preach. I need the Word of God. I can be eloquent and I can be dressed good and I can speak nice and I can have the right things to say. But only the Word has the authority to change my situation. Which means I don't need opinions. I don't need petitions. I need the Word of God. When I have the Word of God, I've got it all. And the Word of God is the true source of the favor of God. In me, and my Word abides in you. When the Word is in me, and I speak from what is in me, it means now I'm praying the Word. That is why it says, you will ask anything and you will get it, because I'm not asking out of my own selfish ambition. I am asking the Word, because that's what I'm filled up with. I'm filled up with the Word. So every time I pray what's on the inside of me, which is the Word. I pray the perfect will of the Father. I pray the perfect things of God. I pray what's on the heart of the Father. I pray, and I see God intervene, because God watches over His Word to fulfill it. God waits for a believer that prays the Word. God doesn't care if you pray 3 hours, but you don't pray the Word. He's waiting to hear His Word. That is why key number one to having a faith talk is praying, saying, speaking what God wants to hear. God is waiting to hear His own words coming from your mouth. God only hears His own voice. And when you speak His Word, He hears His voice. And He responds. It's time we pray and speak the Word of God. James 5:16 says, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Jeremiah 1:12 says, then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am actively, this is powerful, actively watching over my word to fulfill it. Jeremiah 1:12. The second key you can use is to talk expectations and not experiences. We need to create an expectancy on the inside of us. Because when there's an expectancy, power is released. When there's an expectancy, I start speaking differently. Come on, somebody. You know when you can't wait to get to the house of the Lord. You know when you're so excited to get to church, you just, oh, today I'm going to get my dance on. I'm going to get in the presence of God. I'm going to get healed today. I'm going to get delivered today. I'm going to be set on fire. I'm going to receive an impartation. I'm going to encounter God. When there's an expectancy, you only speak the Word of God. You only speak good things. You only speak a positive and a faithful report. Amen? I can take you to the story in 1 Kings 17 where Elijah went to the widow. He got to the widow. God said he needed to go to the widow. She'll take care of him. When he got there, this is interesting. God told him to go to the widow because she'll take care of him. But when he got there, the widow didn't know about it. That's the way God works, because Elijah had to use faith. Because when he said to the woman, go and get me water and make me something to eat, the woman said, I only have enough to make for me and my son one meal and then we will die. Then the man of God didn't say, oh, sister, shame, okay,
It's okay, go and eat. Sorry for bothering you. No, he heard the word. When you stand on the word, God will come through every time. He stood on the word of God. He said, that's great. Go and make us food to eat. Do as I ask. She did that. And he said to her, now your cup will never run dry. He gave her an expectation. He said to her, if you do this, your cup will never run dry. In the drought, they were in a drought season. He said, your cup will never run dry. Surely as it doesn't rain, you will be in prosperity. You will be wealthy. When there's drought in the land, you will still be blessed. And she did it. He created an expectancy with the word of God. When you get into the word, it creates a certain level of expectancy on the inside of you, which draws yourself to speak a positive report. I want you to turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, create an expectancy on the inside of you. The third key is to picture your desired future. This is powerful. If you go read Genesis 17, you will find that Abraham had the picture of the generations of children he wanted to see. And he got it. When you go and look at Joseph in Genesis 37, Joseph had this picture seeing himself as the leader. He had the dream to become a leader. He was so bold about that dream, he went to share it with his brothers that they would bow down to him. Be sure to share your dream with people who have a positive report. Never share your dream with the 10 spies. Only share it with a Joshua and a Caleb, who will see the giants in your way, but they will push them out. Because the 10 spies, like the brothers of Joseph, threw him in a pit, sold him into slavery, because they had a negative report about his future. Joseph went through everything you can go through in life. Went to the pit, went to prison, went to the palace. But if you go and look at the life of Joseph, from the beginning to the end, he never let go of the dream of God for his life. He never let go of what God promised him. He always had a good report. And at the end, when he was the leader, like he dreamed and he prophesied into his life, he came before his brothers, and his brothers said, kill us. Do something to us. And you know what Joseph said to them? What you meant for my bad, God turned it for my good. I'm here to prophesy whatever the enemy has meant to bad you in life, to put you down in life, to get you at the back of the line in life. God is about to turn it around for your good. Don't let go of the promise of God. Don't let go of speaking a positive report. I don't care if you're down in the dumps today. God is going to pick you up if you have a positive report. God is going to take you from the pit and put you in the palace. God is going to take you from being a nothing and make you something. He's going to take you from a zero and he's going to make you a hero. Stay in the word with a positive report. Today is a turnaround day. Because as you turn from a negative report to a positive report, God is going to turn your situation around. God is going to turn your life around. Keep the picture of your future and speak life into it. You were meant to be wealthy. You were meant to be prosperous. Come on, somebody. God takes pleasure in the prosperity, in the wealth of his people. God finds pleasure in you being blessed. Get the picture for your life. Make sure that vision consumes you. Make sure the word of God consumes you over your life. Because if you can see the vision, you can have the vision. Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, no revelation of God and his word, The people are unrestrained. People perish for a lack of vision, a lack of revelation. Number four, listen to fathers in the faith. When you spend time with your spiritual father, you hang around him when he preaches. You listen to the word he preaches. Secrets begin to surface. Secrets of God and mysteries of God begin to surface. The more you spend time around anointed men and women of God, something rubs off on you. Keys of success emerges in the presence of anointed men and women of God. That is why when the word is being preached by dad on a Sunday, we're not supposed to sit there and let the word just go over us. We are supposed to pull on that word to find the vision and the blueprint God has for our lives in the word, to receive the positive report over our lives. And then we will understand Joshua could do what he did because he was under Moses and Moses learned him. Then you find Timothy could do what he did because Paul took him and taught him. Elisha was under Elijah and he raised him up. We need fathers in the faith. We need fathers in the faith, which means Pastor Jean-Pierre is the spiritual father of this house. When we honor what's on his life, what's on his life starts manifesting in our lives. The keys of success is transported to you, is imparted into your life. Paul said to Timothy, I wish that I was with you, that I may impart some gifts. When a man of God like our dad is in our midst, we need to put a demand on what's on his life and pull it into our own lives. Because he who is under authority can stand in authority. If we can submit under the mantle, we can run with the mantle. Hebrews 12 verse 1 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses who by faith have tested to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness, stripping off every unnecessary weight, that's actually offense, and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us, let us run with endurance and active persistence the race that is set before us. I want to end off this morning. Respect your tongue. Number five, respect your tongue. Because he who guards the words he speaks guards his own life. The most dangerous weapon is not a gun or a knife, but it's the tongue. Because what you allow to leave your lips, you allow to enter your heart, to enter your spirit, to either break you or make you. I want to read this to you. James 3 verse 4 and 5. And look at the ships. Even though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are still directed by a very small rudder, wherever the impulse of the helmsman determines. In the same sense, the tongue is a small part of the body, and yet it boasts of great things. That means the Bible is saying that my tongue will direct my life. My tongue will determine my destination. We need to be careful of what we say over ourselves and over our loved ones and over our neighbor. Because there is power and authority in the words we speak. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Proverbs 18 verse 21. The more we spend time in the presence and the word of God, the more we speak life. But the more we feed ourselves in the flesh, we can't help but speak death. Because if you look at the economy of the nation, you just want to be negative. But when you look in your spirit, man, you know you're not from this world. Which means the economy of the world won't touch me, because the economy is not my provider. God is my provider. But you don't know there's a recession coming in 2016. I don't care, because my boss doesn't pay me. God pays me. My boss is not my source of income. God is my source of income. But preacher, you don't understand. The young people of today, they all just kill themselves. They all just sleep around. They all... I don't care the negative report. My children will grow up to serve God and be preachers of the gospel. Because I am not allowing the spirit of this world to infiltrate the way I think and the way I speak. I stay true to the word of God. I mean, there you find Noah and his whole family. Everybody's corrupted, but Noah and his children stayed pure. If Noah and his children could stay pure among thousands, why can't we stay pure? Why can't we stay to the word of God? God says, Noah, build an ark. Rain is coming. They don't even know what rain is. They've never seen it. They've never seen rain. But they have to build an ark. Noah didn't say, but God, first give me 5 keys to the rain. And what's rain? And I need 3 confirmations. And I, no. He said, God, you spoke. I'll do it. God, you said it. I'll do it. Moses stuck in a faith report even when those around him said, it's never going to rain. It's never going to rain. I'm telling you this morning, people say, you're never going to prosper. You're never going to be wealthy. You're never going to be a success. You're going to amount to nothing in life. Everybody's going to laugh at you. You're going to be the laughing stock. You stand up and you say, I don't care what anybody says about me, but I stick to the report of the word of God over my life that says, I am the head and not the tail. I am going over and I'm not going under. I'm going forwards and I'm not going backwards. I am more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus. I am victorious in the blood of the Lamb. I will be a success story.
I know the word of God has spoken to your heart. Please make contact with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Remember, we are a church for all nations and all generations. So please come and visit us.